Legendary college basketball coach Bobby Kremins retired last March with a 579-375 record to his credit in 31 seasons of coaching. He's best known for coaching Georgia Tech from 1981 to 2000, during which time he led the Yellow Jackets to 9 NCAA tournament appearances and 3 ACC tournament titles. Georgia Tech reached the Final Four in 1990. But despite these accomplishments, Kremins still remembers the title that got away when he was a player. Alex Ashlock reports.
Back in 1970, it wasn't even called the Big Dance. There were only 25 teams, and South Carolina wasn't one of them, although everyone expected them to be.
We thought we had something really, really special because we had the pieces.
Bobby Kremins was one of the pieces. He was South Carolina's senior point guard and captain, part of the pipeline of Irish Catholic kids recruited from New York City by South Carolina coach Frank McGuire. The fans fell in love with them.
They adopted us, and we wanted to bring them a championship.
All-American guard John Roach was the star of that 1970 South Carolina team. He led the Gamecocks to a 14-0 record in the Atlantic Coast Conference. But going undefeated meant nothing in the ACC in those days. You had to win the postseason conference tournament to get to the NCAA tournament, which meant incredible pressure when South Carolina took the floor for its first game against Clemson in Charlotte, North Carolina. Kremins remembers.
Always there would be some upset the first day. It was just a pressure-packed tournament, but we felt good, you know. Actually, our scare came the first game.
There was no shot clock in 1970, so Clemson held the ball. But South Carolina survived the slowdown and won 34-33.
And that kind of relieved all of us. And then in the semifinals, we were really taking care of business against Wake Forest. We had it going. With about 4 or 5 minutes to go in the game, John and I had a 2-on-1, and John faked a pass to me, and the defender stuck his leg out and tripped John. I'll never forget the way he went down. He went down so hard, I knew something was wrong.
Roach had a serious ankle injury, but he suited up and tried to play the next night in the championship game against North Carolina State.
He played a courageous game, but unfortunately, we were not the same, and we lost in double overtime. And it was, really, really heartbreaking for me. I didn't respond very well. I didn't accept very well or respond. I was an emotional mess. I wish now, in hindsight, that I would have dealt with that a little bit better, but I was just too heartbroken to go back to school.
So he didn't. He and a teammate disappeared into the mountains of North Carolina, where they stayed with a friend.
It was about a week to 10 days. I finally drifted back. I don't even know how I got back. I think we hitchhiked back.
That was the end of his college playing career. So Kremins got into coaching. He was Frank McGuire's assistant at South Carolina and later head coach at Appalachian State, then Georgia Tech, and then the College of Charleston. He finally won that elusive ACC championship with Georgia Tech in 1985 and again 5 years later, when the tournament was played in Charlotte for the first time since his bitter disappointment there in 1970.
After that game, I remember we got on the team bus and we went right past the building where I had lost that game in 1970. So I told the bus driver to pull over, and I got off the bus and I yelled at the arena. I said, "I got you back, you son of a bitch." But my Georgia Tech players thought I was crazy.
Bobby Kremins won 570 games as a head coach, but he can't quite get over that game he lost as a player in 1970.
You know, when people say, you know, if you had to live your life over, you know, what would you do differently? And I would say, I would make sure John Roach passed me that ball and got the hell out of that defender's way. That's for sure. That's one of the things I would do.
Then you would have gone to the basket, not him.
Yeah.
For Only a Game, I'm Alex Ashlock.